Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host as always, Peter, and joined this week by Donny. How are you, Donny?
I'm very well, thank you.
Not bad. And returning Tom, how are you, Tom?
I'm good, Peter, how are you?
I'm okay. Right, we will be stuck in the admin stuff, we'll go through the game week. As I tweeted last night, the Fantasy Football Scotland Royal Rumble will be shutting tonight because I need to get updated the rules, the groups before I go on holiday on Friday, so I think I'll sort it, but I'm sure it tonight. And you've got, I think, about 3 or 4 spaces left. The way I might work it to be quite even. So if you listen to this podcast, DM me or reply to the tweet, you get it in. Otherwise, your luck is out. So we'll go to our own league. If I can find it for the top three, I don't think there's any change. No, there is change. So number one is still myself, 1109 overall. Second, up to second is Mendy Haggath, Clarkin, 896. And third is Bongos FPL, and that's Judina Hamid. Sorry for pronunciation. He's up to third, 1089. So, what is your scoring rank this week? I believe, Dom, you're third now, so you can go first.
I am indeed, yes. I made a rookie mistake this week. I made my changes on Saturday, and I forgot to update my vice-captain, so I lost out on points there. So it was 72 points minus 4 from my transfers. It was 68. So I had Heming and goals for 7, Captain Taff 26, Gordon 2, Brown 2, Palmer 2, Armstrong 8, Riley 8, O'Hara 2, Kelly 2, Seema 12, and Kyogo on the vice-captain for 1. So it gave me a red arrow. I had been 93rd. I am down 44 to 137, 1042 overall.
Okay, Tom, same yourself?
So I got 84 points this week, and I've climbed rank up to 134th. Points came from, I had Clark in goals with 1 point, Brown for 2, Captain Tav for 26, Tanza got me 9, and Ndaba got me 3, midfield Palmer for 2, Armstrong for 8, O'Reilly for 8, vice-captain Seema got me 17, Miowski got me 6, and Simon Murray got me 2.
Okay, myself is 81 points, a minus 4, so 77. Laidlaw goals for 1, Brown 2, Captain Tav 26, Tanza 6, Palmer 2, O'Reilly 8, Tavares 3, Cantwell 1, which was really annoying because I watched the extended highlights of that game. I think Cantwell done anything but score and get a goal cut off.
Yeah.
Vice-captain Seema 17, 0-2, and Beerif 10 points. So that is me down one place to 7th, but shan't complain after taking a hit. Right, Tom, the results for the game week were as follows, and I'll let you go through it. We had St Mirren 2, Ross County 0, Rangers 3, Dundee 1, Motherwell 1, St Johnstone 1, Livingston 0, Hibs 1, Aberdeen 2, Hearts 1, and Kilmarnock 2, Celtic 1.
Yep, so up first, Aberdeen 2, Hearts 1. For Aberdeen, it was Miowski that scored with an assist from McGrath, and the second goal was scored by Clarkson with an assist from Duke. For Hearts, it was Shankland that scored with an assist from Cochrane. Miowski was the only player to get more than a single shot on target with 2. Despite what you guys said last pod, I do think he was due. It's for this particular fixture, it's all the Aberdeen players that have been popular fantasy options in the past. I think perhaps Aberdeen are at a crossroads now. The manager, his coat's on a shaky peg, and it's kind of make or break time. So if you're gambling on Aberdeen to sort of turn a corner, then now would be the time. They've got a decent fixture run of Livingston, Dundee, Motherwell, St Mirren, Ross County, and then their double is St Johnstone and Hearts, which isn't too bad considering that they beat Hearts in this fixture here. It's a nice run on paper. I probably wouldn't advocate going daft in Aberdeen because, you know, previous form's not been great. Triple up certainly wouldn't be advised, but perhaps something to keep an eye on for now. In terms of Hearts, the only out two field players worth considering, in my opinion, are the two that returned this week. Shanklin's on decent form, despite being in the middle of a tough fixture run. Hearts do have Celtic next, but that may not be very difficult given their form. And Cochran, he offers clean sheets, but he also chips in with attacking returns, mostly assists now and again. And he's someone that's on my watch list just now. So I'll come to you first, Peter. Any players on your watch list from this fixture?
The two I noted down exactly you mentioned, Shanklin for up top and Cochran at the back, is two players that are quickly on the radar. Agreed, I don't think Aberdeen is... I think there might be a change of manager after this weekend. So not wanting to go in. I think we're going to go in, but probably Komajowski. He's the one that's like the talismanic striker. But I don't see them doing well in the final, and I think that's when they'll cut their losses with Robson and maybe bring in a more experienced manager. And then you might be able to get value for them almost. But as it stands now, the names we keep always mentioning, Majowski for Aberdeen. I'd like Clarkson to be more. I know he was involved this game week. It was good for me last season, but he has been quite quiet. So it's one I'm going to be kind of watching. But this name's mentioned, nobody else really stands out right now.
Yep. And Donny, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I can't add much more to that. I think Aberdeen's season will pivot at the weekend. They've got a European game on Thursday and then the cup final on Sunday. If they win the cup, then that would give them a lift and some good fixtures to follow. If they lose, fingers crossed they do, then it will be the start of a slump and a potential change of management. So for me, I'm not really that positive about Aberdeen. I think, as you say, Hearts, Shanklin and Cochran, exactly two names that I would promote. If I have Shanklin in my team, I wouldn't worry about the Celtic fixture. They look good for a goal at any time, so I wouldn't panic with that one. St Mirren in the derby against Hibs. So, you know, if you've got them, hold with them. If you want to move to them, don't be put off by that Celtic fixture because, as I say, they have lost a few goals of late. Aberdeen, there is value there. It's just whether you trust the form. And for me, it's a no.
Next fixture then, we have Livingston 0, Hibs 1, and it was Boyle with the goal. Boyle got two assists the previous game week as well, so I think it could be time to consider. The fixtures are in their favour. They've got St Johnstone and Ross County next. However, they do blank in game week 21, so that's something to keep an eye on for now. Lewis Miller could be an option as well when he returns. He's a high scoring defender and offers opportunity at both ends of the pitch as well. Well, game week in 23 is a little bit underwhelming. They've got Rangers and Kilmarnock, so you could almost write that one off as a single game week, but we'll need to kind of see close at the time form it is. For Livingston, I think they're still in a void for me. Kelly is really just in there to be a cheap asset that you put on the bench and hope that he can come on if he gets a return, most likely a penalty. But all in all, an avoid from me. Donny, what do you reckon?
So, you know, COVID's hit Tom hard when he's starting to recommend Martin Boyle. Good to hear. Yeah, so Hibs are actually in a good run of form at the moment. 4 wins out of 5. And I think they've got pretty good fixtures. St Johnstone and Ross County before the Hearts game, so I'd be quite happy to back them. Defensively, they've been a lot more sound as well, so there could be value there. I think it's only Boyle that is the standout of late. They have players that come and go, but Boyle should be on penalties as well. Is certainly hitting a rich vein of form. Livingston, we'll discuss in more detail, but I think that's 5 from the bounce now. They've lost. The fixtures aren't great either. It's one to stay away from, but not a good win for Hibs.
Yep. Peter, anything to add to there? You considering Boyle now?
I've got Tavares in my team. Again, he looked quite lively when I saw him, but again, Donny's going to touch on the double, so I'm not going to Livingston, but it's probably a void. Boyle, maybe it's some point. Yeah, it's probably the type of Gorham, I suppose, but I'm wary of. I'll just stick with where I like the look of Tavares in the highlights as well, so maybe give him another week or two before I move on that. But defensively, they look more solid, so it could be. I think their defenders are quite pricey, but compared to most, so I'm not too sure. Nothing really stands out. Boyle does look better, but he does look more involved, looks fitter, so it could be a chance to move on and maybe he'll get a couple of hauls at him.
Mm-hmm. Next fixture then, we've got Motherwell 1, St Johnstone 1. For Motherwell, it was Beerith that scored with an assist from Bear. And for St Johnstone, it was a McGabby own goal. St Johnstone in a void. Still for me. They do have a double game week in 18. It's Hibs and Rangers. I don't know. I can't really see them getting much there, to be honest with you. Not when you're relying on own goals to get points. Motherwell kind of went off the boil a little bit. Bear managed two shots on target and got the assist. But Beerith seems to be the most likely source of goals just now. He's obviously not played much this season, but he's chipping in fairly frequently and is a sort of cheap third striker option. Spittle, he's not really providing much. I think he got an assist within maybe the last five or six game weeks. I probably wouldn't be returning there until I see more sort of consistent returns. We obviously know that he's got it, but until we start to see anything there, I would be avoiding him for now. But I'll come to you first this time, Peter. What's your thoughts on Motherwell and St Johnstone?
Well, I got that last minute, some jam, 10 points off the bench for Beerith, so I'm happy with that. I've quite liked him, but Motherwell's in poor form. I'd have liked to have maybe the form but take an uptake, and then he might have been involved more. So he's a hole for me right now. I agree with Spittle. I think there's better midfield options out there that Spittle's not really shown form. Motherwell's probably close to a management change as well, so certainly watching this couple of weeks, especially for this busy festive period. St Johnstone have looked better, but when I was looking through the team earlier on for like maybe double transfer options, there was nothing that stood out to me at all. So again, it's like, did you bring one in? One game's against Rangers, so you could probably mark that off as a one game, like you said. You might get lucky where there's nothing that's, it's not, I don't think it's worth a risk to me, potential risk. I'll leave it to Donny and he's died later on, but there's a, I know the two teams, there's nothing there that stands out. I'm normally a fixture head, it's FBL in me, I'm going, he's got two fixtures, go for it, but it's one of the games I'm looking going, no, I don't think so. But again, we'll digress to later.
Yep, Donny, anything to add there?
You're stealing my content. No, I mean, two teams out of form. It's almost inevitable it was going to be a draw, but Beerith is probably the most prominent third striker right now. He's probably one that you think, should I move on him? And then he scores and you hold him. So for me, I would stick with him. There's nobody else in either team that stands out. They both play Rangers in the next couple of weeks as well. So no, I would just stay clear of both of them.
Yep. Next fixture then, we have Rangers 3, Dundee 1. For Rangers, it was Dessers that scored. Tav got his penalty, which was won by Seema. And then Seema got the third goal with an assist from Tav. For Dundee, it was Bakayoko that scored. And also of note, Cifuentes managed to get a red card at half-time. Seema now seems to be the preferred striker. He managed two shots on target in this fixture. And obviously, Tav got his usual haul. He also hit the woodwork too. So don't captain Tav at your own peril, I think. Vice captain, perhaps you can chop and change, but I think Tav's perma-captain for now. We can't really nail down a consistent Rangers midfielder option, but I'll be interested to hear what Donny has to say. I don't particularly fancy double defence either, but I'll be interested to see what you guys have got to say. For Dundee, they're in decent form. I think it's been the surprise team of the season, considering they've only just came up. Bakayoko, still a decent third striker option. If you're looking to go cheap, you've maybe got more options now if you're going to move off Kyogo, which is perhaps a talking point for later, but we'll keep that for now. Beck, also a decent option. He's been in good form, and I'm starting to slightly regret going for Shaughnessy. But I'll come to you first, Donny. What's your thoughts?
So Rangers managed to close the gap at the top of the table this weekend. Of course, referring to penalties awarded. It was pretty much a game of two halves for Rangers, undone by the customary early goal from Bakayoko. He's probably the other third striker I'd be looking at. If you don't have Beiris or you can't afford to move to him, then I think Bakayoko is a danger man. But Rangers back into the game quite quickly, so Dessers getting on the goal sheet. There is a question about him as well, so I'll save that one. So Aaron Donnelly is the latest player that wants to own a Rangers top with the pull on Sima and Tav for the penalty to make it 2-1. And then Sima, who was hotly discussed last week, made it 3. The game then turned on that red card. Can't really have any complaints. TV always makes these tackles look worse. But, you know, Rangers will just have to do without him for the next couple of games. I don't think that one will get overturned. Into the second half, the 10 men. I mean, Rangers weren't really troubled, but they didn't really do much at the other end either. From the fantasy point of view, I think we've all moved to Sima and we're getting rewarded. But you've also got Dessers up top as well, so we'll discuss that in full a bit more later on. Beck wasn't in the squad for this one. I don't know if that was just through illness or injury. Their upcoming fixtures do include Aberdeen Celtic, so if you are a Beck owner, I'd maybe see what the team news is this weekend. Put him on hold and bench him, because he certainly has value, and that's somebody I've missed out on. For Rangers, they play Europe on Thursday and then League Cup on Sunday. They do have a good run of games after that. They've got St Johnstone, Motherwell and Ross County. However, you're not going to get any team news for the Rangers games, so you're just going to have to either stick with what you've got or take a punt. So Sima, Tavernier and one other. In terms of the defence, I should have seen in the stats, Rangers are the best team defensively. I'm sure they've got about 10 clean sheets, which isn't bad. Goldson was only rested at the weekend. He's certainly not injured, so he could go there. Midfield probably is only Cantwell as an option. But as Peter said, he was unlucky not to get returns because he did everything, including score. At the weekend, unfortunately, it was chopped off. But no, it was a good result considering what happened on Sunday.
Yep. Peter, anything to add there?
Nope, I agree with the Bakayoko. How do you say his name?
Bakayoko.
Comment, he's probably one of the two cheap options available for up top, him and Beiris. Beck was injured, so didn't make the squad, so that's one to watch because he's been good value. But if he's long term, it might be time to shift off him elsewhere, but I'll wait and see. Sima, I took -4 for Sima, so he returned the favour. As Dory tweeted me saying, Peter loves a Celtic, but hey, you need to go for what you think's going to happen. Cantwell was pretty annoying because he did look all action, pretty close to a couple of assists, didn't happen, and his goal was cut off. Tavernier's Tavernier. And like Donny says, you don't see the team news, so I think you just need to go for tried and tested. I don't see Tav getting dropped any soon. I don't see Sima getting dropped anytime soon. And unless barring injury, I think Campbell will play most minutes as well.
Yep. Next fixture then, we have St Mirren 2, Ross County 0. For St Mirren, it was Leek own goal that was the first one. And then Ayunga got the second with an assist from Tanzer. Ayunga, out of position. He was an early season favourite, a midfielder playing as a striker. He had 3 shots on target in this fixture, so perhaps we should be getting back on him. Nakmani as well, the other striker at St Mirren, he also managed 3 shots on target, so perhaps he's throwing his hat in the ring as a cheap third striker, so something to keep an eye on for there. Tanzer, clean sheet and assist. Surprisingly, no bonus points. Not too sure where they went. But they do have a mixed run coming up. Motherwell, Hearts, Kilmarnock, and then it's Aberdeen, Celtic, Rangers. But perhaps some points to be gotten. It's certainly a team I'll be keeping an eye on. Obviously, last time there was concerns because we thought Tans was going to be out a bit longer. Strain was going to be, well, Strain still is out. And those two guys are the source of the attack and returns, the creativity. But they've not done too badly. Can't get too overexcited as it's Ross County who have had some mixed form, which we'll come to, for County Brown. I think he's probably a hold just because of his price. He's cheap enough. And they do face Dundee next, so perhaps there could be some goals there. As a Murray owner, I'm considering starting to move off now. I do think there's better options available, particularly with an increase in budget. But that's really all I've got to say on that one. Peter, I'll come to you first this time. What's your thoughts?
I was quite surprised by this game, actually. I thought Ross County looked really good under Derek Adams the last couple of games, a couple of wins, a couple of clean sheets. So, St Mirren looked back to their best. I was quite happy with the Tanzer assisting clean sheet, obviously. So just want to watch. I'm obviously doubled up on this Ross County defence as it stands. Laidlaw just is going to set and forget this season. I fully expect it to be the number two or three goalkeeper end of the season behind Butland. And like you said, Brown, a nice attacking fullback. I think when Ross County play well, he normally gets in about it and gets a bonus point, an interception point, tackle point. So I'm happy to hold right now with somebody else comes to the fore for the same value. With St Mirren, you mentioned a young guy. He would need to shoot more often to get in the same bracket as Bakayoko and Beerif. And O'Hara's on the chop ball again, and really there's another 2-point return on a 2-0 victory. As a player coming up shortly, I think I'll be switching to, we'll get to the last game, Tom, where I'm definitely getting back in, but like, on you go.
Yeah. Donny, what have you got to add to that one?
Yeah, so it was a good win for St Mirren. They'd lost 3 in a row prior to this game, whilst the flip side was Ross County were going pretty well. So it probably was a surprise result, and maybe the own goal was just what they needed. I managed to get a St Mirren clean sheet. I don't have defence, but I do have him in goals. He did get a bonus point also for his 7 points. So fixture-wise, quite happy with my defensive assets for the Motherwell Hearts and Kilmarnock game. I've got O'Hara, and for me, his time is up. I think you can quite easily get to Boyle from O'Hara, and I think that's the move that I would make this week. For Ross County, of any team in the league, Ross County are the most at risk at getting games called off over this Christmas period. They've got a couple of home games coming up. So again, don't load up too much. Peter, you might need a reserve goalie if there is going to be bad weather about. So just keep that in mind with Ross County, because Dingwall is certainly one of the colder places in the league to go to. But I think the names that we discuss week in, week out, Brown, Tanzer, Heman, they're all safe picks at the price. You're going to get clean sheets, you're going to get goals against. It's just one of those games. But St Mirren back in good form, which is good to see for the game.
Yep. And it comes to our final fixture then, Kilmarnock 2, Celtic 1. For Kilmarnock, it was Nat Phillips' own goal, and Matty Kennedy scored the second with an assist from Armstrong. For Celtic, it was O'Reilly that scored. Phillips' own goal. I'm not really too confident with Celtic's defence. Well, he's as centre-back. I think he's probably worse than John Joe Kenny that we got from Everton. I don't know what's with these Premier League guys, but they're not great.
Shane Duffy was excellent. What are you talking about?
No chance. Oh, I've chose to forget about him. Kyogo was...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Benched again in this fixture as well. We do have the Feyenoord fixture midweek, so we get a chance to have a look and see how he's playing there. I'm not too struck on. Oh, he did seem to miss chance after chance on the weekend. So if Kyogo gets a start during the week and manages to put in a decent performance, I think things could switch back around again. But even if he gets back in the starting 11, I'm still not overly confident that he's going to be producing week after week. I mean, he hasn't done so for many weeks now. So I'm not too struck on Kyogo or just now. O'Reilly, he's a different kettle of fish. He was top up for shots on target in this fixture with 3, and he seems to be sort of Celtic's most likely source of goals at the minute. So I do think he's a decent vice-captain option for those that are looking to sort of experiment with the vice-captaincy week to week. Palmer, he hit the woodwork, as did Armstrong. Palmer is on penalties, but otherwise he's really out of form, and even he's on a shaky peg in my team. Armstrong, for me, at Kilmarnock, is a season-long keeper. He's the third highest scoring midfielder in the game, and he does have a few barren spells, but I'm fairly confident he'll come back and start to get consistent returns. Whereas the likes of sort of Spittle and O'Hara, as previously mentioned, their barren spells seem to last for a lot longer. So for me, he's a hold. Kelly, I was surprised to see, is actually the fifth highest scoring midfielder in the game. He just seems to kind of chip away with 3s and 4s. And as mentioned last week as well, Armstrong managed to get the 3 bonus points despite not getting any attacking returns. So he's one that kind of chips away week to week as well. But I'll come to you first this time, Donny. What's your thoughts on this fixture?
So yeah, here's your Ancelotti with his third victory over the Old Firm this season. A result I'm pretty sure nobody saw coming. And it blows what was never a title race back open. So as a Rangers fan, it's good to see you struggle. Certainly given the start we had to this season. So I missed out, as I said at the start, I missed out because I forgot to change my vice-captaincy, so I left it on Kyogo. The worst thing was my two options were Seema and O'Reilly, both of which returned. So that's when I've lost my ground this week. I think Celtic, for all accounts, were all over Kilmarnock in the first half. O'Reilly with a goal. To me, he's the player of the season so far. He's contributed goals to what he was doing last year with assists. So he is a permanent fixture in my team. Whatever they had at halftime, it just took stuffing right out of them because, credit to Kilmarnock, there's not a lot of teams that would come out and attack Celtic like that when they were 1-0 down, and the OG and the Kennedy winner just gave us all a lift. Armstrong, I touched on him last week because I was surprised he got 3 bonus points and despite not scoring and assisting. He got 3 bonus points again today. So that's 6 bonus points in the last 2 games, plus the assist and his other points that he gets. So for me, he's a must-have. If you're swithering on O'Hara, Boyle, Armstrong should be the first name on there. He is the talisman. He'll have quiet games, but if you can do that against Celtic, then you can do it pretty much against any other team. I think Celtic, for what it's worth, do have good fixtures to bounce back. Hearts at home, Livingston at home. Hearts will, probably come out and try and hit Celtic, but I think Celtic have, comfortably beat Hearts over the last few years. I don't see that being a problem. And Livingston are bang out of form as well. So if you wanted a good run of fixtures to pick yourself up, then I think that's the ones to go. If I had enough transfers last week, I probably would have brought in O as well. It was the right move. However, him and Johnston weren't really doing anything. If Kyogo returns, then that's good because I've already got him in my starting 11 and I would just hold him for that reason. We'll just have to wait and see. You do get team news on Celtic, so the flip side of Rangers, you do see the team news, so you will be able to make a judgment call on that. Kelly, they do have up and down form, but Livingston, St Johnston, St Mirren are all teams that they should be an equal level with. Armstrong, as I say, is a hold. And for me, it was really pleasing. Good end to the weekend. Happy with it.
Peter?
Yep, as I led Taylor on, I was watching Danny Armstrong for this whole game and just realising how much he's involved and everything goes through him. And it was giving me the fear as a Celtic fan. And B, as I'm not holding him in the fantasy football assets, he's definitely my transfer in. As you said, Tom, I think he's a seasoned hold. He's just so much assets to points. He only scored a goal in the first half as well, off the bar. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to come in and sit. I can handle the occasional blank, but he offers so much more than O'Hara does or a Spittle does, so he's going to come in my team. Celtic were atrocious. I went for the old move. That was the second part of my minus four. He did outscore Fuhr Hashby 1 point, so having a little victory, I suppose. But I don't see him staying in the team long term. He doesn't offer the same dynamism as Kyogo. So you do get team news, as you said, and I'm quite happy to get another minus four, take Kyogo back in if he's starting. It's where I'm going to fund it. It's another issue. Kilmarnock, it's just Armstrong. I don't see anybody else I'd like to bring in. I know you said Kilty's ticking along, but you don't want to double up the midfield, do you? So I'd rather have Armstrong over Kilmarnock. And the Celtic, you can only trust right now, in my opinion, O'Reilly. I know you're not keen on Palma, Tom, but I think that is just an off game. I think Palma has been quite good in the last five or six games overall, and I'm quite happy to hold him through.
And then concluding, we have our top 10 of the game week. Coming in at number one is obviously Tavernier with 13 points. Sima second with 12 points. Ayunga with 11 points. Beerith with 10. Tanzer with 9. Thierry Small with 9. Boyle got 9 points. Hanlon got 9 points. As did Matty Kennedy and Armstrong in there with 8, which gives us no goalkeepers, 4 defenders, 3 midfielders, and 3 forwards. So a few unusual names and a few usual kind of consistent guys in the form of Armstrong, Tanzer. Beerith has been in there more frequently, and obviously Tavernier and Sima. But anything to add to there, Donny?
No, I mean, I've got quite a few of those, but it's the ones everyone else has got as well. So you're just holding your own. It's trying to get like to the Beeriths. If you've got those in your team and they come good, that's how you'll get your gains in this. But as I say, I was busted with my vice captain this game week, so just unlucky there. But I think Peter's got quite a lot of those as well. So
yep, I had 5 of them there, so I'm quite happy with that. Still a red arrow, but not only one place. Right, we've got the questions in.
Dive, please.
Oh, dive first, Donny. Danny, Donny, dive. Go.
No, it's okay. So I've actually named this one. I don't normally name a deep dives, but this one's called Double Trouble. So game week 18 sees a double game week for Livingston and St Johnstone. So we'll take a look at the fixtures and obviously the best of the rest. So we've got Livingston at home to Kilmarnock and then away to Aberdeen, and St Johnstone at home to Hibs and then away to Rangers. Livingston are currently bottom of the league, 5 defeats in the last 5 games. I think it would be naive to expect anything from Livingston in this 2 games. They then play Celtic the following game week, so I wouldn't really load up just to try and make the most of these 2 games and then have Celtic the game week after. Form suggests that they're just not worth looking at, so I don't see that happening. For me, I actually own 2 Livingston players. I'm only going to recommend one, and that's Sean Kelly. The price he's at and the returns he can get, you know, you should start him, see what happens. I do have a Livingston defender. I'll probably just put him on the bench because I've actually got some Johnstone defender as well. If they get 4 or 6 points, then okay, fair enough. But for me, not really much in that Livingston team. St Johnstone, well, they're second bottom in the league, so we've got the 2 bottom teams playing twice. Again, their form is patchy. They had a couple of good results, but the fixtures, Hibs and Rangers, not ideal in the slightest. So, again, probably just an avoid. They do also blank in game week 21. So, again, if you're going to load up in St Johnstone, you're going to eventually miss out come the end of the month. In terms of the other fixtures, we've got Aberdeen at Livingston, Celtic play Hearts, Dundee, Ross County, Hibs, St Johnstone, Kilmarnock, Livingston, Motherwell, St Mirren, Rangers, St Johnstone. So for me, and Peter touched on it, as much as it is a double game week and there is points to be had, unless it's nil-nils or Sean Kelly goes wild on penalties, it's probably not one to invest in. As I say, it's the 2 bottom teams in the league, so we probably shouldn't go pinning our hopes on their recent form. So that was all I really wanted to discuss. It is a double, but it's not a double. Peter, have you got any double game week players in your team?
No. Toyed about it last week, bringing in the St. Johnson defender, didn't bother with it. The only one that you mentioned is Kelly, a midfielder, but I don't even think I'm going to go there. He's your best bet because you can get a penalty out of nowhere and then you would be laughing with the two, also 4 points. But I don't think so. I don't see how you. If I bring hard to load up with a team of St. Johnson and Livingston players.
Exactly. I don't think there's much to get from this one. Tom, have you got any double game week players in your squad?
I've just got Kelly. But I don't even know if I would put him in my starting 11. I would probably just have him as the bench trick option just because. The returns at Livingston have just been few and far between. I'll hold Kelly for the time being. But I think considering getting rid of, if budget remains the same, because I've still got quite a bit of budget, I could upgrade him to a slightly better midfielder.
Yeah. Of all the players, he's probably the one that sticks out. You make a price rise out of him and then you can ditch him the week after. So it's a double game week, but it's not a double game week. If you invest in it, good luck. If you avoid it, then you've probably done the right thing. So that was all for that one.
Somebody will do well at it. Somebody will have a decent result and somebody will do well at it. To me, it's just not worth the risk this time.
No.
Right, now we're going to questions this time. So first up, it's from APL Liger. Looks like it's time to let Kyogo go. Is the pick Shankland or O/Beerough? And who's the best vice-captain next week? So we'll leave the vice-captain until we get to our own vice-captain because that's normally who we pick. So, Donny, what do you think? Think that Kyogo go? Bear in mind, you will see team news on Saturday. So is that dependent on whether he goes or not?
For me, if he starts at the weekend, then I've already got him in my team, so I'm going to hold him. As I said, Hearts is a good one to target because they are quite attacking and they will create space. I'm in the Tom camp with Majovski. You know, I think he is due a goal. Whether that's just blind faith, we'll have to wait and see because he's not certainly getting played in the same way that Ange played him. And it's certainly harming his form in that respect. But I will hold with him. Obviously, if he's not playing, it's quite easy to switch. But having him, if he starts, is going to be good because I then obviously don't have to make that change. So I will stick with him.
And would you recommend Shankland Beerith? That's who's going to go?
Yeah, both on form. I think if Kyogo didn't play, then I might look at Shankland. Beerith is a great third striker. Bakayoko, the other one. So no, he's on the right lines with those names.
Any further comment on that, Tom?
I don't have Kyogo. I got rid of him this week for Seema. Even if Kyogo starts, I don't know if I'd be rushing back. Hearts have been pretty good defensively. Even though they are quite attacking as well, I just don't trust Celtic to get hauls just now. I mean, we'll see how things go midweek. That might influence my decision, but I'm not going to rush back until I start to see a bit more from Celtic. And in terms of the Beerith or what was the other one again? Shankland. I would prefer to have Shankland over Beerith, but Shankland's fixtures aren't as good just now, but I don't know. If anyone's going to score for Hearts, it's going to be him. So I think they're probably fairly equal, but I'd probably slightly edge Shankland a bit further just because of his FFS pedigree.
One thing you add, that Maeda is back full training. So if Maeda comes into the team for the weekend, then that would probably offer more style of play that suits Kyogo. So that's one to watch. It's not always about the player, it's about who's playing about him. Because that means you can get rid of the muck like Mickey Johnson, Yang, and another failed winger experiment this season. Right, next up is from old Melbourne himself, Mavinho, 1968. This is for Donny mainly. Is Dessers a viable fantasy option given looks like Danilo will be out for some time?
Yeah. You know, despite the feeling amongst the Rangers fan, there is value there. He's getting to get the game time purely because there's nobody else. If you haven't already moved to Seema, then there is the option there. The problem is it's Seema and Dessers, whereas a lot of the other teams in the league, you've only got one headline striker. And although Seema is playing out wide, he does drift in and can cause trouble that way. So you're unlikely to have both. But if you've got Danilo and you need to move, Dessers is a good choice. Seema is a good choice. Just go with whatever budget allows. But you'll have game weeks where Seema scores, Dessers doesn't, and vice versa. But it's certainly an option.
Tom, Dessers on your watch list?
Perhaps, yep. I do. My preference is Seema. I feel like Seema is a little bit more proven, and although he's not had as much minutes at the start of the season, the new manager does seem to like him, and he is performing well just now. So my preference would be Seema, but Dessers could be an option.
For me, it's not right now. Still Seema, but it's one to watch and see if he can hit a bit of strainer form. I'll ignore the Donny cheeky comment where he tagged in Lockie Hyatt. Go to the next question. FPL Shoreham. Well, can I cover this? But I'll go through it anyway. Is it worth starting other players over our usual bench players who have done well recently? Example, back of your quote, Brown, etc. Tom?
No, I don't think so. I've previously mentioned I'll probably just keep Kelly on the bench and have him. I'm assuming he doesn't have more than one Livingston player. I've not seen many teams that have two, so if you're using the bench trick...
Somebody sitting in the room with us right now has got two Livingston players.
Yeah, yeah, Anderson Johnston player. I'm all set for this game week.
I don't think I would do it. I can't see them getting too much. Even if they get lucky in one of the games, it's pretty much like having a single game week anyway. And if you've got the non-playing player, then they'll come in if they manage to do hit some form and clean up. But for me, my preference is the guys that are in form.
I like the non-playing angle. I quite like that. If you're not too sure, you can bench him and that could be a difference, a 2-point or a 4-point to come off your bench, I suppose. Donny, your thoughts? What are the players? You start them all? You bench him?
No, I definitely won't start them all. I'll start with Kelly and probably put the other two defenders on the bench, because then what you're hedging your bets at is that, you know, over those two games, they might just get 4 points, but then you might just have a defender who's going to get 2 points. So you still make a game there. If for any reason they get a clean sheet, then obviously you're laughing. But you're not. I wouldn't go looking for these players in terms of trying to get returns. If you've got them, start Kelly, bench the rest, and then you'll get, you know, lucky maybe. If not, you're not going to lose ground on anyone else.
Okay, and last question is from James McLeod at @commander_kilt. If you still had both wildcards left, any temptation to dead end into doubles this week, the wildcard it next week, or does it know as neither team have many fantasy assets? I think we've all alluded to that. I think you'd be off your head doing a wildcard this week and coming out to the next week. Agreed, Donny?
Yeah, absolutely. This is not the game week to invest in a wildcard. If you look ahead, James, to game week 23, that's when you want to fill your boots. I think it's going to be points galore for that one, all chips in play. And then you could always use the other one come the split. So no, definitely not this week. Good that you've still got your two, but don't use it this week. Save it for January.
You agree, Tom? Don't do it?
No, not this week, no. 23, definitely. Right.
That's a resounding no, all three is.
I'd be more inclined to use the second wild card after 23 to try and rearrange your budget again. Yeah. If you're spreading funds onto your bench and your second keeper. Because, I don't know, the split in previous years has always been quite underwhelming for... I mean, Donny, you were advocating having the two wild cards and being free to use them whenever you wish, just because having a wild card 6 games before the end of the season where some things are decided, it wasn't that beneficial. So, yeah. That'd be my approach.
Right, okay, fixtures, and then we'll get your captain choices. So, double game week, as we've mentioned a few times for a podcast, so we'll get team news this Saturday for 5 games, I believe. So we've got St Johnstone, Hibs, St Mirren, Motherwell, Ross County, Dundee, Livingston, Kilmarnock, Celtic, Hearts, so that's all your early 3 o'clock kickoffs, and then you've got Rangers and St Johnstone Wednesday, and Aberdeen, Livingston also Wednesday. So upon hearing those fixtures, Tom, what is your captain, vice-captain and transfer plans?
Hold on, let's get the app up here. I think I'll be sticking with Captain Tav, just as I mentioned, perma-captain. Vice-captain, given they're playing St Johnstone at home, it's probably going to be Seema, since I've had some success there. Transfers, I'm not too sure. I'm fairly happy with my The starting 11.
No.
I've got two transfers, that's the thing.
No. Man likes to save us up.
I don't know. I've got I'm not that fussed about having Ndaba, and I do have a little bit of budget, but I'm reluctant to spend the budget in case I ever want to go back to Kyogo. But I could look at upgrading Ndaba. But I'm going to have to ponder that one. I'm unprepared. I'll need to think about that.
What's your plans, Donny?
So I'll captain Tav. At the moment, I'll vice-captain Kyogo. But I'll just see what happens in terms of team news. And the one change I will make is probably take out O'Hara and swap him in for Boyle. I think I'm going to get value out of that change.
Right, so I'm Captain Tav, vice-captain Seam as it stands. If I see Kugel starting and if he plays well midweek, I might do the double dunter again and take out a midfielder for Kelly. So that's like a -2 because he's playing twice. This is in my head again. And bring Kugel back in. If Kugel isn't starting and he's still on the bench, then I'll just stick with O and I will probably look to move O'Hara or Tavares to Armstrong. So that's the kind of plans. And I'll have plenty of team news to see it. So that's us. Right, well, that's us finished. You might get your plugs before we head out, Donny.
I am at FFS underscore Donny.
And Tom?
I'm at FFS underscore Scout.
And I'm at Fantasy Half. So once again, you have got till this evening to be interested in the FFS Royalty Rumble, or it is shut. Again, thanks for listening. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.